list because it feels to her like a limitation. Cerebral palsy and dyslexia and depression are part of her biography, but they're not on the label for the artwork any more than being a woman or living in Ludlow should define her or explain what she does. If I say they're political, she tells me, they'll be grabbed by somebody, leaving me feeling boxed in. She wants her portraits to offer a universal comment on humanity. And so they do, in the same way that Rembrandt's did. While respecting Lucy's perspective, I want to claim her as a role model for what disabled people can do, just as I want to claim all the artists in this series, and many more besides, who have made great creative contributions, either despite or even because of their illness or impairment. I want to say that humanity is diverse, our experiences and physiques and mentalities are diverse, and that this is reflected in our lives and to a certain extent in our achievements. Someone like Lucy Jones has struggled against the current to become a successful artist in ways that a privileged, non-disabled person who follows a traditional route to fame has never dreamt of. We need to remove the barriers so that more people have a chance of going to art school, of being nurtured, of flourishing and expressing themselves in the mainstream. We don't want a niche, a separate enclave of disability art, but we do want to be there, represented alongside the young British artists, or the Royal Academicians, or the Tate Blockbuster exhibitions. We can do that by being non-discriminatory, by being accessible, by recognising that talent knows no boundaries. And we can also do that by celebrating the great artists with disabilities of the past and of the present. Lucy Jones is a tremendously powerful painter. She's also a very honest person who's not afraid to be vulnerable, as I found out when I talked with her over tea and cake in that Whitley Bay cafe. It felt like we made a real connection, which has been sustained since those meetings. Despite this vulnerability, her paintings have an enormous self-confidence. It feels to me like painting enables her to rise above the struggles of having a disability in a world that is so often unwelcoming. She operates within a hidden tradition of artists with impairments, as they did in their own time with words and scissors and chalks and fabrications. So she too now masters life through paint.
Tom Shakespeare's essay about the British painter Lucy Jones was produced by Martin Williams. The essay is now available as a free download. For the details, go to the BBC Radio 3 website. And next week, we are in Venice, the first of Polly Cole's essays about some of the ways that Venetians and others have adapted to life in the city in the 21st century. Monday night, 10:45. This Friday night on BBC Radio 3, it's 2 minutes past 11. It's very bad manners to keep even a friend waiting. So without any more ado, and with all due apologies, I'll hand you over now to Lopa Kotari for World on 3.
John, apologies accepted. And welcome to my first World on 3 of the new year. Did I make any New Year's resolutions? Just the one to boldly seek out as much great music as possible. So let's jump straight in to a bright and uplifting song from Anfali Kouyaté, a very modern griot, and Demain Fin from his album Change. Guinean Anfali Kouyaté and Dimimfin from his latest album Change, an album that brings a new sound to the Kora. Anfali calls it Afrotronic, which is Kora electronica with club grooves, and the album's well worth a listen. I'm Lopa Kotari and this is World on Three. Tonight joining me in the studio are Brit folk duo Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, who are going to be playing for us in about 15 minutes' time. I've also got new releases from Romanian legends Taraf de Hedux, New York's Mariachi El Bronx, a bit of Polish experimentalism, and a great bit of clarinet improv from a group called the Balkan Clarinet Summit. But right now, here are the Kuti Mangos, winners of the Danish World Music Award for their album Afro Fire. They remind me a bit of that Zimbabwean band, Mukumba. This track is called Fire. It's led by Michael Blicher on baritone sax, enhanced by infectious scatting and chanting from Burkina Faso's Patrick Cabré. I dare you to stand still during this one.
Hey!
Thank you.
Echoes of Warsaw Village band from Trad Attack, a new folk band from Estonia, who took the music industry by storm and won the Estonian Ethno Music Awards 2014 for Best Band, Best Album, Best Song, Best Newcomer, just 9 months after they formed. And they bagged the coveted special award from their local radio too. Now, on New Year's Day, I was at Mackerel Beach, a beautiful cove along Australia's coastline, not far from Sydney. And for all of you out there who watch daytime Aussie soap just opposite Palm Beach, where they shoot Home and Away, there'd been a blistering sunshine for the previous 3 days, and it would continue to be fabulously hot in the ensuing week. But as the day progressed, the tension in the air began to build up. And by nightfall, we were regaled with an impressive storm. Thunder and lightning, hail and rain. And I've got some pictures of it on Twitter. My Twitter feed is at This Is Lopper, if you want to have a look. So I thought I'd play you a song from Australian bricklayer, come actor, come musician, come Olympic torchbearer, Tom E. Lewis, that has the same stillness and electricity of the evening about it. It's called Sunshine After Rain, the title of Lewis's debut album.
Thank you. Tell him that the horse is fine. Do you know how to put that reins on? Don't you forget the girths are loose. Reach out for the stirrups. Put it under your arm for your own length. Come on for a ride now. We can go for a long way. Tighten up the reins. You're gonna have a trip of your life. You can feel that horsepower right underneath your soul. You may never pass the grids and the boundaries put on your life, but you can ride over them any way you like. Look around, hey, up in the sky, there are spirits walking, walking. Colors in your eyes, changing every time. Give me the sunshine after rain. Give me the sunshine after rain. Give me the sunshine after rain. Laws, laws and laws and always laws. Do they change? Justice, what does it bring for me now? All my lawyers all were broken. Poison in water, they say. Poison in so deep somewhere. Feeling easy. When you open up your life, you can feel something deeper in your heart. Turn around, look around. There are people on the ground. Give me the sunshine after rain. Sunshine after rain. Give me the sunshine after rain. Freedom in your heart, in your soul. Feel it. It's like water to your mouth. Track me somewhere, tracking me somewhere, I don't know. Over the hills, everywhere, there's a story. Hidden in the place, turn around, look. People, family, picking up things just to eat. I said just to eat, don't you understand? Just to eat something from the ground. You say you don't hit nobody in the back. Hey, all my family's on the ground. They've been shot. Plain from you. Your justice, your law, your deceits and your lies. Yeah, give me the sunshine after rain. Give me the sunshine after rain. Sunshine after rain. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me the sunshine after rain. Yeah, yeah. Time and time again, I say, sunshine after rain. Just the people just walking on the slab. Yeah. I will never smoke the hand. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. There are people on this land who never smoke their hands. Where's your law? Your justice just the same. Always shaming you. Yeah. Always shaming you. Shaming you. Shaming you. Shaming you. Leave me the sunshine after rain. Leave me the sunshine after rain. Leave me the sunshine after rain.
Usypała Kasia maku, krzyczy chodź ku mnie chłopaku. Tu bezpieczno jako w grobie, śmierć nie znajdzie, pójdzie sobie. Śmierć wnet woła, jestem ślepa, ale słyszę od daleka, rwą się dusze do zabrania, tak o jako do kochania. Kasia chlipie, jeszcze czego ja nie oddam Jasia mego. Mak odstraszy widmo srogie, śmierć nie znajdzie, pójdzie sobie. Śmierć wnet woła, ja mnie głucha, ktoś mnie wołał, jest kostucha. Rwą się dusze do zabrania, tak o jako do kochania. Wraca ojciec, Kasiu miła, tyle maku żeś zniszczyła. Zastał Jasia przy Kasiuli, dobrało mu się do koszuli. Śmierć wnet woła, już nie ślepa, widzę, słyszę od daleka. Dusza Jasia do zabrania rwie się jako do kochania. Tak śmierć wlecze zabitego Jaśka jej ukochanego. Kasia ojca nie słuchała, biegnie z domu we łzach cała, wściekła łzy, połyka swoje. Oddaj zmoro, co nie twoje, oddaj Jaśka do kochania. Zabierz ojca od zamiana.
A simple folk song, Kasia, Kate, from Polish trio Chłopcy Kontrabasza. A song about a young woman who casts a spell to save her boyfriend from the Grim Reaper. I saw these guys in Warsaw back in October and they were really quite extraordinary. If I have time, I'll play another track from their album Oj Tak later on in the programme. And so to my guests tonight, Josiane Clark and Ben Walker, who met totally by chance a few years ago and have since received critical acclaim for their personal blend of folk music. And they're going to start with a song called Silver Line.
For a long time now, I've wanted to say something to lighten your load, brighten your day. But there aren't the words for the colors I see, the patterns they change. Won't stay the same, and somehow my view is always imbued with melancholy hues. Black dogs and at dawn. These moments they pause for each pound of joy, there's an ounce of regret. If the sun rises, you know it will set. So I'm taking it down to tuck it away, saving some sunshine for my rainy day. And I'm trying to find that silver line that runs through the clouds that collect in my sky.
Absolutely beautiful. Love and melancholy in the song Silver Line, delivered with beautiful simplicity. Justine, come and join me while Ben retunes for the next song. So you met by chance, is that right?
Yeah, we had a mutual friend that was a sound engineer, and Ben was in an indie band at the time, and my friend was mixing his album, and Ben came over to pick up the files from his house one day, and he started messing around on my friend's like old Martin acoustic, and he was like, "What are you doing in this indie band? Like, you should have an acoustic project." And I was looking for a guitarist because I'm, you know, not a great guitarist, and he suggested that we meet, and that's how that worked
downhill
out.
Downhill ever since.
So, but were you doing kind of indie folk music? Indie rock music.
Yeah. It's that thing where everyone sort of reaches a point in their life and just wants to make a lot of loud noise. And
why is it that so many people seem to come from rock in the music? It's quite amazing, isn't it?
I think male guitarists, I think it's like, especially if they start the guitar young, it's like a phase.
It's a rite of passage, isn't it?
Yeah. Want to make loud, distorted noises.
So how do you feel being no longer in the wild, distorted noise field side of music, Ben?
It's certainly a change of scenery. And I think it's especially doing things as a duo, you sort of, there's no hiding behind a bassist, there's no hiding behind someone bashing a piano away in the corner. Yeah. You know, and when you do something, it's very obvious what you're doing because there's nothing else to sort of get in the way.
There's no drummer to keep going.
No drummer.
Yeah, so they're all kind of nice, easy, flowing songs.
Well, yeah, our timing tends to be fluid, doesn't it? It's like it's not a fixed thing.
It's an approximation.
Well, mine more than yours, perhaps.
So when did you guys first come out with an album, you know, just the two of you? I thought it was Fire and Fortune, but it wasn't.
No, predates that quite a bit. We did an album called One Light Is Gone in 2010, which is 14 original tracks, and Ben did a few string arrangements and things for that as well. But I think that was back at the stage where we made the albums without sort of worrying about whether anyone was listening to them. Like, we didn't have an audience, but we were making albums anyway. So I think about three people heard that one. And then we went on to do The Seas Are Deep, which was a collection of some of our favourite traditional folk songs. And that was the one that we won the Isambard Folk Award for. And that's where we had an audience that weren't just our parents.
So then that led on to Fire and Fortune, which just absolutely catapulted, you know, you into the kind of the eye of the folk music public, really.
Yeah, we because before we'd done one album of original songs and one with the traditional stuff. Now, at a gig, we were doing stuff combined.
Yeah.
But for me as the songwriter, I couldn't really work out how we were going to combine the two. I was thinking, well, the traditional songs are going to sound really old, and mine are going to sound too shiny and new, and how will I ever put these together? And we had some really useful advice from Jim Murray, of Folk Award fame. And he gave us some really useful advice about how to do it. He helped us pick the songs he played on the album. He kind of gave us some advice about arrangements and things, and told us to go and dig out some really old fragments of tunes from Cecil Sharp House. And so we did. And I really think that that advice has a lot to do with how well it did.
So Ben, did you start looking more at folk tune? I mean, had you listened to any kind of folk music before that?
I'd heard sort of acoustic guitarists. I mean, where I grew up, we had sort of Gordon Giltrap, who's an acoustic guitarist, is sort of a fairly local sort of celebrity. So we used to go to, my dad used to take me along to the Art Centre to sort of watch this man with hair and beard playing acoustic guitar. So.
And sorry, may I just butt in here? I am sitting in front of Ben, who is a man with hair and beard.
You didn't realise you were looking at your
Well, exactly. Well, exactly. And then you sort of hear about sort of people like Bert Jansch and John Renborn. So that was always sort of in the back of the mind, but not to any sort of extent of going, well, yes, this is exactly what I want to be doing. And of course, when you reach a point of starting playing electric guitar, you just want to make as much noise as possible, really. But then I think having met Josie as well, then you start exploring some of the acoustic back catalogues and you start listening to people like Martin Simpson, yeah, like Nick Jones, Pierre Benzizan, Nick Drake, and all these sorts of people, and picking up influences sort of left, right, and centre. And you think, well, actually, this is, I can apply some of the things. Because I started off playing classical guitar. So you sort of have there's an element of the vocabulary that you have built in, and you can sort of hear what people are doing musically and technically, and then sort of try incorporating some of the ideas together. Really,
neither of us are sort of kids that were taken to folk festivals as kids or anything. It's sort of something that we've developed an appetite for in our adult years. I think I was 17 when I first heard Joan Baez. And that was from Joan Baez that I learnt my first traditional folk song. And then, of course, I found Sandy Denny, June Tabor, and the list goes on, and I'm still finding stuff even now.
It's great, isn't it, when you love music and then you sort of go on this great voyage of discovery that makes you want to kind of write your own music.
Well, it had all of my favourite things. Yeah. It had really nice melodies, loads of interesting sad stories.
Well, yes, Silver Line was pretty sad. Beautiful, but sad. And this next song that you're going to sing, Mainland.
That is also, sad. Quite sad, yeah.
What's that one about?
You'll see a pattern forming here.
So Sadness from Mainland.
Yep.
Yeah? Wonderful.
A ship in the night, she will sail away, but I am the shoreline, always to stay. Gradually worn away, she's an island out on her own. It's her sirens guiding you on. But I was your port in the storm, white cliffs of Dover, no longer your home. We are the mainland, trapped and alone. watching and waiting unchanged, undeterred, until your return.
A sad song indeed, Josie. That was Mainland. More from Josie and Ben later on in the programme. You're listening to World on Three with Lapa Kotari. Don't worry, if you've just tuned in, you can listen to what you've missed on the Radio 3 website via the iPlayer for the next 3 days. Now, I know that many of you out there are aspiring musicians, accomplished singers, even bands with a pretty decent following. Well, as of this week, World on Three joined the BBC introducing team to give unsigned and undiscovered artists like you a chance to be heard by a wider audience. All you need to do is go onto the BBC introducing page and upload your music for us to hear. We promise to listen to everything, and if we like it, we may play it on the programme. And who knows, it may be the first step to becoming the next great world music legend. So get on the BBC Introducing Uploader and plug into a wider world. Now, still to come tonight, in about 20 minutes, more from my guests, Josie Clark and Ben Walker, some retro Thai funk, a new take on Ethiopian folk music, and a gentle Brazilian interlude before carnival frenzy sets in. So, back to the music. This is Jana Kirshner, former beauty queen, Miss Slovakia, turned singer. Now, 13 years on, her career is still going strong and she's released her 7th album. That, I have to say, is a bit odd. I can't quite hear the thread that runs through it, but this song, Divna, is an absolute delight. It has a lightness and pace to it that would not go amiss amongst the tunes of the Mongolian horsemen. Oh,
Chanter, c'est comme parler, mais c'est plus beau. Danser, c'est comme si on marchait un peu plus haut. Peut-être qu'on n'est pas des oiseaux, mais qu'on vienne pas me dire qu'on est plus idiots. C'est facile chanter, mais on n'y pense jamais, jamais. C'est facile danser, mais on n'y pense jamais. Pensez-y donc. C'est facile, je vous le dis, si on se dit qu'on peut le faire et qu'on le fait comme si c'était pas de ses affaires, essayez donc. Essayez pour voir et vous m'en tirez des nouvelles, mais d'abord pour voir que la vie est belle et que le monde est rond. Chanter, c'est comme parler, mais c'est plus beau. Danser, c'est comme si on marchait un peu plus haut. Peut-être qu'on n'est pas des oiseaux, mais qu'on vient de pas me dire qu'on est plus idiots. C'est facile de chanter, mais on n'y pense jamais. Mais on n'y pensait jamais, pensez-y donc. C'est facile, je vous le dis, si on se dit qu'on peut le faire et qu'on le fait comme si c'était pas de ses affaires, essayez donc. Essayez pour voir et pour m'en tirer des nouvelles, mais d'abord faut voir que la vie est belle et que le monde est rond. Chanter, c'est comme parler, mais c'est plus beau. Danser, c'est comme si on marchait un peu plus. Peut-être qu'on n'est pas des oiseaux, mais qu'on vienne pas me dire qu'on n'est plus idiots.
Tapping their way through Le Reel Facile, that was Bon Débarras. Music, dance and poetry all rolled into one. They're a French-Canadian trio from Montreal, and that was a track from their album Errance. Now, over the next three Fridays, World on Three will be coming to you live from Glasgow, where the annual winter gathering of some of the best music from around the world will be taking place. I am, of course, talking about Celtic Connections, which turns 21 this year. And Marianne Kennedy and the World on Three team will be bringing you some of the best music happening over that 3 weeks. If you want to join us for the Friday night shows, we have just put the tickets up on the website. It's pretty straightforward and the tickets are free. Just go to bbc.co.uk/shows and tours/tickets to see how to apply. One band on stage with us at the CCA, the Centre of Contemporary Arts, will be New Kids on the Block, Mali's Songoy Blues. And this is a taster of what you're going to hear. It's Al Hasidi Tere from their forthcoming album on Transgressive Records.
Al Hasidi Tere, Al Hasidi Tere, Al Hasidi Tere, Asibay Safari Kou. Al Hasidi Tere, Al Hasidi Tere, Al Hasidi Tere, Asibay Safari Kou.
The sapphire radiant rose, we've all of us won't make it through the night. Be careful who you save from the black. Some of us don't deserve to come back.
A saucy song from Romanian megaband Taraf Dahedux called I've Got a Parachute Skirt. And frankly, even if the song wasn't good, the title's so good, I definitely would have played it. It's a song about a woman who is fed up with her husband's absences and announces to all who will listen that she's eager to meet other men. Of Lovers, Gamblers and Parachute Skirts is the witty title of Taraf Dahedux's album that they're releasing on the 19th of January to mark their 25th anniversary. If you've not seen them live, you really must. And you're in luck because they're going to be at Celtic Connections playing at the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow on the 24th of the month. Before that track, I played a number from the alter ego of Los Angeles punk band The Bronx called Mariachi El Bronx. It was Raise the Dead from their album Mariachi El Bronx number 3. Oh, back now to my guests tonight, Josie Clark and Ben Walker. Before they strike up their next number, they're going to tell me about a song that they've brought with them that they feel particularly close to. And Ben, I believe it's you that's picked this song.
We tossed a coin and it was either a Sandy Denny song or a Nick Drake song. And the Nick Drake song won. So I think it's one of those things that sort of the influence-wise sort of has crept through. So things like strange tunings. I mean, Josie, sort of lyrically, that kind of comes through. And I think the sort of English pastoral nature of it all.
Five Leaves Left as a whole album. It's really quite English-sounding. And not that we intended to be English-sounding, but we've ended up that way. I guess it's by virtue of being English. lyrically, Nick Drake's work's always really interesting. It's sort of verging on poetic, like poetry. And so it does have an appeal for me. But it's more the string work as far as
yeah, I think Robert Kirby's work on it is pretty astonishing, really. And it's sort of the thing to aim for, or the thing to aspire towards. It's
definitely resonances of that on the new album. In your string work, I would say.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Great, well, we'll talk about the new album in a bit, but let's hear the track that Ben and Josie have picked, Day Is Done by Nick Drake.
Day is done, down to earth and sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day is done, when the day is done, hope so much your race will be all wrong. Then you find to jump the gun, have to go back where you began. When the day is done, when the night is cold, some get by, but some get old, just to show life's not made of gold. When the night is cold, when the bird has flown, got no one to call your own, got no place to call your home. When the bird has flown, when the game's been fought, newspaper blown across the court, lost much sooner than you would have thought. Now the game's been fought. When the part is through, seems so very sad for you. Didn't do the things you meant to do. Now there's no time to start anew. Now the part is through. When the day is done, down to earth and sinks the sun, along with everything that was lost and won. When the day is done.
is keeping my true love tonight. I wonder what is keeping him out of my sight. Little that he knows of the pain I endure, or he would not stay from me this night, I am sure. Grows greener, still water runs clear. I'm weary and I'm lonesome for the loss of my dear. My first and only fond love, but lately I knew the fonder I loved him, the falser he grew.
Beautiful. I wonder what's keeping my true love tonight. Josiane Clark and Ben Walker. In fact, Josie, I've just had a tweet through from a fellow that goes by the name of Admiral Nelson, who says that the great music that you two play makes absolutely unique radio on a Friday night.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking earlier on, or rather you mentioned earlier on, this kind of tug that you have between kind of trad folk and the way you write mm-hmm. music and the way your songs come about, and that Jim Murray gave you a kind of unlocked a bit of the key of how
he gave us a formula
to put the how do you is it very much in your mind when you're writing songs how it's going to fit in with the rest of your repertoire in a sense?
I certainly don't think about that when I'm writing them. I try not to have any specific criteria, no idea of style, just to let the songs be what they are. And I'm not sure that I'm particularly a folk song writer. I think my songs are perhaps too introspective. I mean, I'm sort of generally drawn towards the more introspective folk songs, but I think mine are maybe even more self-obsessed. So I don't kind of consider myself to be a folk songwriter. And that I think that's why I found it difficult to put the two together. But
How does it work between the two of you, the writing process?
Taught her everything she knows. Yeah.
Ben is her mentor.
No, I generally have the words, the melody, and maybe some sense of the chords that they're meant to go with, generally just two or three chords. And I take them to Ben, and he usually makes them, he kind of opens them out a bit and maybe gives them three or four chords, kind of develops the harmony and makes them all sound a bit more sophisticated.
Is that how you see it, Ben?
Yeah, I mean, there's a sort of taking the lyric content and the melody and then sort of trying to find things that work around it and taking some of the ideas of the chords and sort of trying to develop that and sort of... I was going to say, it's like having sort of marker posts on a map and then you kind of have to work your, or create a path that goes between them and sort of find an interesting route, and you can take the scenic route or you can take the motorway.
And talking of motorways, your new... Beautiful segue there, yes. Your new album, Nothing Can Bring Back the Hour, is quite different. Is that right? Quite different to your last one?
It's much bigger than the last one.
Bigger, mean more people on it?
Yeah, more instruments, more styles incorporated.
I mean, I think that...
More ambitious.
It's sort of like the Fire and Fortune, we sort of went, well, let's take what we do as a duo and we'll add some strings to it and we'll add a bit of drums to it. And when it came to this one, it was sort of, well, now we've added some strings, now let's loads more.
I think we were writing the album like people who were never, ever going to make another one. That's kind of how we approached it, which is a mental way to approach an album, and I would not recommend it. But it's come off okay in the end. So we threw all of our kind of ideas into it, and so it's kind of huge in terms of how many ideas it's got, how many instruments. Like, Ben tried full orchestration for a full chamber orchestra for the first time, which he'd wanted to do. So it's kind of overflowing with our ideas.
And do you play the saxophone on it?
I do a little bit. It's a few notes, yeah.
So the title "Nothing Can Bring Back the Hour" really is like, this is it. This is the last ever album.
Yeah, that was kind of. We might make another one though.
Yeah.
Nice. Actually, yeah.
Well, you're off to Kansas.
We are.
You're off to Kansas. Tell me a little bit about it. What you're going to do there?
We're going to the Folk Alliance.
Folk Alliance.
Yeah. Which is like...
A gathering of the clan, the global clan.
It is. It's a big expo of all folk and roots artists from America, Canada and the UK and Europe.
And you're sort of... showcasing.
Yeah, everyone is vying for American tours and Canadian tours.
We'll be schmoozing, networking.
Just the two of you, or you're going with the last ever big band you're going to play with?
We're going with, as part of the English Folk and Dance Song Society, taking a contingent across. So we're going with a vocal trio called The Young Uns.
Another duo called Philip Henry and Hannah Martin.
Yeah, they've been on the programme. They're absolutely fantastic, aren't they?
Rosie Hood, who's the new BBC fellow, and... That's everyone.
Yeah, I think that's.
And that's just before you start off on this mega tour of yours. Tell us where you're going to be going. It's all over the UK, is it, or is it?
This is a UK tour. We start in the home of English folk music, Cecil Sharp House, in London
on the 12th of March.
And then we go to Bristol, Falmouth, Shoreham in West Sussex, Swindon, Dorset, Walton-on-Thames in Surrey, Henley-on-Thames in Oxfordshire, Durham, Barnsley, South Yorkshire, Saltaire, Shipley, Goole, Shrewsbury, Cambridge,
Your tour manager will be thrilled that you. I'm not sure it makes all that interesting radio, Josie. May I stop you there?
Certainly, yes.
If you're going to be around over the next from March through to probably the end of April, by the sounds of it, touring all over the UK.
I won't get told off
this
time.
You won't get told off.
Told off.
At least remember where you're heading. So if anybody wants to find out about your tour, they can just go online and check it out. So what's the last song you guys are going to sing for us tonight?
It's called The Tangled Tree, and it's the last in a suite of misery that we've given you this evening.
And when did you write it? How long ago did you?
This is one of the oldest one of my songs, actually. But it's one that I did before I met Ben, and I was never fully happy with the arrangement, and I knew that he would be able to do something beautiful with it.
Oh, great. So this, the Tangled Tree has finally come home, in a sense. I mean, you hear it the way...
It's finally grown and blossomed. Oh. Yep.
Become untangled. Lovely. And so here we have The Tangled Tree.
Steps on the cold ground lead straight to your door, and the birds in my tangled trees sing of love, but cold you are. Beautiful birds are not meant to be caged. You should have been true to your wings. You should have flown away. So left my tangled tree that once bore strong branches and leaves of green. How cruel and inevitable the passing of time can be. This tangled tree watched every inch of its majesty. With the fall of every
Wow. Josie, Ben, what beautiful music you've brought into the studio tonight. Thanks, both of you, for coming in. That was The Tangled Tree. Josie and Clark and Ben Walker playing at an art house near you this spring. Check out the website for details of their tour. Now, next week, as I mentioned before, we've got a whole host of guests on the programme, as Marianne Kennedy will be coming to you live from Celtic Connections in Glasgow. If you want to be in the audience, tickets for the programme have just gone on live on our website. They are free, but you need to apply online at bbc.co.uk/shows-and-tours/tickets. You're listening to Lop Akotari here on World on 3. Still to come, Ethiocolor, a new band to emerge from Addis Ababa's music scene, plus some soft swaying samba. But right now, I've got a pretty strange tune for you. It's from an album called Balkan Clarinet Summit, and it was the result of an idea by one of the directors of the Goethe Institute in Athens, Wolfgang Paulmann. He wanted to bring together some of the best clarinet players from Europe, both in the Balkan tradition and from the worlds of jazz and classical music. This is one of the tracks that came out of this extraordinary experiment, and it's called Snake Lick Jab, a bit of extraordinary improvisation on a bass clarinet, which kind of reminds me of bass sax player Colin Stetson. Weird and wonderful.
Päässäin on maltaista humalaa. Olen polvillani ruko
Good Morning Freedom, a stirring song from Syrian musician Salah Amo and New York drummer Peter Gavis. It's on an album called Asi, a story of a Syrian river, in which Salah expresses the sadness of his war-torn country and the hope for a better tomorrow. And in the middle of those last three tracks was a piece from Finnish group Puti, an exploration of movement and music. Details of that song and all the music I'm playing tonight are up on the World on 3 homepage at bbc.co.uk/radio3/World on 3. Now for some 70s Bangkok swing. DJ team Maft Sai and Chris Menest have created quite a reputation for reviving the pop music of Thailand's swinging 60s and 70s. Their Paradise Bangkok sessions were a real hit, so they took their club nights one step further and formed the Paradise Bangkok Molam International Band. This is from their first studio recording, 21st Century Molam, retro modern disco music and a track called Quang Noi Chole. Thank you. Two contemporary takes on music from a bygone age, their 21st century Thai disco music from the Paradise Bangkok International Band, followed by Ethiocolor, one of the groups currently setting Friday nights in Addis Ababa on fire. The group is led by one of Ethiopia's renowned dancers, Melaku Belai, who incidentally owns the club in Addis that the band perform in nearly every Friday night. After being together for 5 years, they finally released their debut album, named after the band itself. And the track I played was Ante Gondari, a song praising the people from the city of Gondar who are known for their bravery and kindness. Now, February, as ever, is carnival time in Brazil. And in case you didn't already know, the Brazilians take it very, very seriously. It runs for 5 days and starts 40 days before Easter. This year, it kicks off on the 13th of February, and in Rio in particular, the frenzy to put on the best show and have the best carnival song is well underway. So I thought that I would play a couple of tunes for carnival, but with a slightly more laid-back vibe. First up is a classic samba tune from four legends of samba: Nelson Cavaquinho, Candeia, Guilherme de Brito and Elton Medeiros. And it's from an album called simply Quatro Grandes do Samba.
Candeia, lembra que nós nos conhecemos numa roda de partido alto?
Me lembra, Alto.
Faz tempo, hein?
É, na festa da Penha.
Manda um aí.
Deixa comigo, vou levar.
Não vem, que assim não dá. Mas quem é você pra me criticar? Não vem, não, não vem, não sai pra lá.
Não vem, que assim não dá. Mas quem é você pra me criticar?
Me disse insistindo, Candeia, te amo, te quero, te quero, te quero, te quero.
Não vem, bora, que assim não dá. Mas quem é você pra me criticar?
Não vem, não, não vem, não, sai pra lá.
Não vem, que assim não dá. Mas quem é você pra me criticar?
Fala, El.
Levo uma vida penosa, você me persegue, eu não tenho dinheiro, quebrou meu cavaco. Vendeu meu casa e rasgou meu pandeiro. Eu que sou brasileiro.
Só falo em trabalho e eu me atrapalho querendo explicar. Mulher, me deixa ficar sossegado, meu corpo cansado não quer trabalhar. Sai de mim, sai de mim, sai pra lá.
Carrega despacho. Não vem, não, não vem, não sai pra lá.
Não vem,
bora.
E assim não dá.
Bora,
mas quem é você pra me criticar?
Não vem, não, não vem, não sai pra lá.
Não vem, e assim não dá. Mas quem é você pra me criticar?
Outra vez, pro gogó, de gente.
Não vem,
tá.
E assim não dá.
Yeah.
Mas quem é você pra me criticar?
Solitária de viver, és aquela vida e ovação. Guardei o que não disseste num paninho de enxoval. Guardei um mapa dos caminhos que desbravaste sem igual. Guardei o que não disseste num paninho de enxoval. Guardei um mapa dos caminhos que desbravaste sem igual. Sem fitas nem laço, sem testemunhas nem abraço. Sem clima tropical, sem fim. fitas nem laço. E tu sabes, bem sabes, o teu murmúrio é aquilo que eu quero. Tu és aquela coisa solitária de viver, és aquela vida de ovação. Tomaste conta de mim, minha relíquia esquecida, minha doçura perdida. Às vezes o silêncio é de ouro, outras de prata, umas de chumbo e por vezes mata. Às vezes o silêncio é de ouro, outras de prata, umas de chumbo e por vezes mata. Tomaste conta de mim.
Corações solitários, atrás dos montes, em Lisboa, na Nazaré, em Évora, em Portimão, no Minho, no Guadiana, in Paris, in Berlin, o teu.
Eu ficava muito só quando...
a saudade que te balança.
A delightfully light-footed samba groove from Moreno Veloso, son of the legendary Caetano Veloso. And that was a song from his first album in 11 years, Coisa Boa, Something Good. And that followed a tango-esque fado from Portugal's Orquestrada. Well, that brings me to the end of tonight's World on Three. If I haven't already said it, a happy new year to all of you. Next week, Marianne Kennedy will be coming to you live from Celtic Connections in Glasgow. Remember to apply for tickets online if you want to join us. I'm going to play us out tonight with something from the BBC Radio 3 World Music Archive. In fact, it's one of the tracks on the double CD World Roots on the Road that we released to celebrate the programme's 10th anniversary. It's from Azerbaijani singer Gochak Askarov, who the world music team here at Radio 3 first came across in this very studio, 88, at Broadcasting House. This piece was recorded in Azerbaijan in 2007 at the Baku Jazz Club during the day when it's closed for business. And before I play it, let me just tell you to go to the BBC Radio 3 website and route around the archive. We've got so many fantastic recordings from Radio 3's travels all over the globe, but also from many of the wonderful artists we've had on the programme and podcasts that you can download from series such as Commonwealth Connections. So until next time, here's Gochak Askarov. Good night. Thank you.
şəmşir üçün ərmadansan, şəmşir üçün ərmadansan, mən qocayam, sən cavansan, mən qocayam, sən cavansan, sən ki sərvi
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, the first Spanish string quartet with a truly international profile, it says on their website. This is the concert the Casals Quartet gave at the 2014 Ludwig van Beethoven Easter Festival in Warsaw. Quartets by Ligeti and Brahms are to come, with a Spanish encore, the Miller's Dance from Falla's Three-Cornered Hat. And the Quartetto Casals set off with Mozart's so-called Dissonance String Quartet. It's from a set of six he dedicated to Haydn, the fruit of long and laborious toil, as he put it. And the imagination Mozart lavished on the set is most striking in this quartet's strange introduction.